My name is Jennifer, your host for this episode of The Orange Slice. Today we will be featuring first-generation voices here on campus. With us today we have Sarai Remigio, a first-generation college student pursuing her nursing degree here on campus. Sarai, can you tell us a little bit about your first-generation college experience?
Here at OSU-OKC, it's definitely been a rocky but great road. When I transferred over here, it was a rough start. I actually transferred from SNU, and I was there just for a semester, and I think, like, the whole dynamic of theirs was just not my cup of tea. So technically, I dropped out, and I transferred here, and I still didn't have, like, a great understanding of how college worked, so I failed, like, three of my classes, and I was, like, at rock bottom. And my brother had just joined OSU-OKC first, and he kept telling me, like, you should join Project SOAR, like, they've helped me so much. And I thought that I could just, you know, chill and not have to do anything extra. I could do my classes online, because OSU-OKC is really great at that with their online courses. But I was still finding a struggle to, like, find my schedules, to find what classes I'm going to enroll in. My major was switched, like, three different times because I just did not have, a grasp on what I wanted to do. And I think it's been a year, yeah. Last year, I finally was like, you know what? I think I need to finally, like, look into this and see what Project SOAR is about. And I remember I met you during the summer after you called me, like, 80 different times. And
begging you to join.
Begging me to join at this point. And it, like, after our first time, like, I was so relieved that I finally, like, was going the right way after so many trial and errors, especially, like, with SNU. Like, I was doing nursing, but it was just so hard going to school Monday through Friday and having to go to school from 8 to 4 and still working my full-time job. Like, it was literally impossible. Mm-hmm. So when I came here, it was like, oh, you're coming to school just 2 days a week. Like, that's amazing. So I was able to, like, find what fit me, especially how you worked with me, like, seeing, like, hey, like, you're not really good at math. Let's try taking this course instead. Like, you really worked with me, and you saw, like, you know what? Comp was really hard for you. Like, we have tutors, which was amazing. Like, our old tutor, Katie, was amazing with me. And now that we have, like, science and English, like, I feel even more comfortable taking these courses. And I feel like every student that walks in through SOAR is, like you tailor to them. Mm-hmm. So, like, school usually, like, makes you mold to school, but you help us, like, school molds to us. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, an amazing opportunity to be a part of SOAR. And ever since I joined SOAR, it's literally been a year. Mm-hmm. I was at, like, my rock bottom. I had, like, a 1.3 GPA.
And no shame.
No shame. No, like, no shame. Like, I am proud of my growth. But I was, like, at a 1.3. I was, like, on academic probation. I had my FAFSA taken away. Like, I was, like, fully hitting rock bottom. Like, I was so close to just dropping out and just not doing it. And now I'm, like, I'm really active on campus. Like, my mental health is way better because of, shout out to Ross. And my grades have never been looked so great, and I can't, like, I literally don't even know how to thank you guys for that. Like, hopefully, like, I can get into POC now, which is, like, I would have never even, like, thought about that. And I don't know, it's just SOAR is just my literal, like, lifesaver. Like, and I can't.
I think you've mentioned a lot of resources here on campus that have helped you. Mm-hmm. Ross, he's our counselor here on campus. That's free and available to any of our students. What other resources could you help that you think would help any student that's first generation?
I mean, as first gen, like, I feel like you're just thrown in there. Like, I have a younger brother, and I was always like, I have to learn first, and then he has my resources. But Ross is a good one. The Writing Center was great, too. I really like the STEM Lab. They're amazing with math and science, especially for our nursing students who are, like, in anatomy and all that. Like, I could have never, like, Tim was, like, the best person for that. There's also, like, the food pantry. Like, sometimes I'm, like, down bad and I have no money. and they are a great resource. I know that there's like the gym, which I don't go, but I should.
But it's there if you need it.
It's there if I need it. So that's a great opportunity too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better school.
And you had a rocky start to your college journey. So what is something that you would tell a student facing similar struggles? What's the best advice that you could give them?
I know it's kind of like cliche, like there's always like that little light at the tunnel, kind of. Because like, I swear, like I was at my breaking point. It's just keep going. There's always going to be like that someone that you're going to run into, and it's going to be like your life changing. Like, just keep holding on. That's my advice. Like, I swear I was, like, down bad. It was really bad.
Do you regret withdrawing from that semester?
No. Even if I was going through, like, financial issues, and I think if I would have stayed, I would have struggled to make my, at least redo myself. And a lot of my friends do go to SNU, but I think that they don't have, like, resources like Project SOAR. Like, they have counseling, they have these, but it's not as available as it is here. And I think that I wouldn't have made it through. Mm-hmm. I would have dropped out later on, for sure.
What is one of your favorite memories of being here on campus now?
Oh, God, there's so many. I really like First Gen Week because, like, there's, like, a resource fair, and it's, like, a lot of students actually show up to those events. My favorite memories have to be tied with, like, the Hispanic club here on campus. I am the president, but, like, joining, like, just the clubs in general here, like, they just, I feel like they're super friendly. Probably a good memory was our Hispanic pop-up shop, because that's where I really, like, found an understanding, like, this is where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And any memory at SOAR, honestly. Like, literally, like, I have never had a bad memory at SOAR.
If you could go back and redo anything of your college journey so far, you still have to get into the nursing program and all that. You know, there's still hurdles. But what would you redo? Is there anything that you would change?
I think I would have changed when I joined SOAR. I should have joined SOAR from the get-go, but I was too proud. I will admit that. But I think if I would have joined SOAR, I would have, I think I would have been a menace because I would have been too good. But I think that's the only thing, like, I keep thinking to myself, I should have joined SOAR quicker.
Yeah, and there's something, I think if there's any first-generation college student watching this episode and looking for resources, I think there's so much here on campus to support you and meet you where you're at. So I hope that students learn to take advantage. And there's a shame, right? I think for first-generation college students like myself or like you, there's shame in asking for help or admitting that you need help. And unfortunately, that's the first step. Yeah. And, like, taking that leap is a huge, it's going to be a huge help.
Yeah, I think it's really hard for, like, especially, like, our, like, Latin first gen. I feel like, I was raised to be, like, kind of proud and not ask for help. Or, like, our parents don't even know English. Like, they don't even know about what first gen is. Like, I feel like we're just thrown in, like, and just hope for the best. So I feel like for first gen, like, it's hard, but once you find those resources, like, don't ever let go. That's my advice. Like, just don't ever let go.
What's next for you? Like, what are you hoping to gain beyond college?
I mean, that's a hard question. I mean, I hope that I can still keep, like, my friendliness. Like, when I joined campus, like, I was very quiet. Like, I was very shy and, like, very introverted, and
I wouldn't be able to tell now.
But, like, if you ask me, like, my friends from high school, like, I was, like, the most introverted girl in the world. Like, I would have never been on this podcast. I would have been, like, super nervous, and I think college really helped with, like, opening me up. Like, I am not afraid to, like, stand my ground, and I hope that I keep that. I hope that I keep my friendliness and I just want to keep my openness, basically,
You've mentioned being president of Hispanic Student Association. Mm-hmm. What are some, like, lessons you've learned through that in, like, your leadership position?
To be the bad person, honestly, like, to be, like, the humbling person, I guess. Like, I want to do all this fun stuff, and I want to have all these great, amazing things, but, like, I also have to think about the bigger picture here. And I think it was hard, especially, like, my old me would have been like, oh, my gosh, Sade, you're president? Like, mm-hmm. you're crazy. Like,
that imposter syndrome would have kicked in. Oh, my God.
I still get it to this day. I think I've always been the kind of person to, like, go with the flow. Mm-hmm. Or, like, well, if you want to do it, we can do it. But as president, like, I finally understand what it is to stand my ground. And I think as president, like, I also get to, like, work on my ambitions and, like, my goals. So, like, I've all these things that I want to do are happening. But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, the leadership position, it's hard because I also want to play around and, you know, have fun. But I think I've learned to, like, how do you say that word?
Carpe diem.
Compartmentalize? I don't know how to say it.
Compartmentalize.
Yes, yeah. I've learned how to do that well. So I think that it's just really helped me be more organized. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm kind of childish. Like, you've known that. But I think with being president, like, it really, like, stood me down. Like,
there's a time and a place for everything. And
yes, you know, I've learned to respect boundaries. And I love it. I really do.
What would you tell to someone that's trying to get involved on campus? What should their first steps be?
That's kind of hard. I mean, like, I know a lot of people see, like, those, like, bulletin boards.
Yeah.
Like, those are always a great resource because we work on, like, putting our announcements on there. And I think, like, just keeping, like, following the OSCLKC Instagram is pretty, like, they're pretty well informed.
Or the Canvas page on your student portal.
Yeah, I would say that. But it's also, like, you have to kind of, like, make friends. Because a lot of the HSA students that I know are like, oh, like, my friend joined and I joined because of my friend. So it's, like, college kind of has to, you have to kind of open yourself up to those opportunities.
And not be afraid, right? Because I know when you were wanting to join SOAR, it was, like, a fear. And there's also fear of being judged, right? You coming in with a lower GPA and, like, oh, no, I should have been able to do this and done it well the first time.
Yeah.
Like, there's shame in, like, having to try again. But there shouldn't be shame in getting involved.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Well, thank you, Sarai, for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you and everyone at the First Generation Week celebration. Our next guest will be Nathan Villalpando. He is a current student here at OSU-OKC pursuing technical Spanish translation. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of The Orange Slice. My name is Jennifer, and I'm your host for this episode. We will be promoting First Generation Week. With us today, we have Nathan Villalpando, a current student here at OSU-OKC. First Generation Week will be celebrated November 11th. We will be starting off with a resource fair. The resource fair will have OSU-OKC resources along with transfer schools here on campus. That will be from 10 to 12. Following that, we will have a keynote speaker, Amanda Sandoval. We will have meals provided that day, so please come join us. For the November 12th, it's a Tuesday, come and join us for Bingo Mingle, a chance for you all to sit, win prizes, play games with faculty and staff and other students. That'll be from 12 to 1:30. On the Wednesday the 13th, we will have a pop-up shop highlighting small locally owned businesses from 10:30 to 1:30. And then on Thursday the 14th, we will have a movie night, Elemental. We'll be playing at 6 p.m. So come and join us for these events.
I can't wait to. This is just an exciting time of the semester. I mean, starting off with the resource day and then on with our speaker, which, I mean, there's free food there. So, I mean, that's always a plus.
That'll get any student to show up.
Yeah, definitely will. I mean, I know it'd get me to show up. And plus, it's an amazing speaker, Amanda Sandoval, like, former alumni. Like, you can't miss what a person that was in your shoes one day and goes on to have success. You can't miss what they have to say. So, I mean, that's definitely a day that you don't want to miss. Then we have the Bingo Mingle. And, I mean, if you're like me and you're a college student that you have friends, but they don't necessarily understand you because they don't go to, they're not college students as well. I mean, your family, as much as they love you, they don't really understand you. So this is a perfect opportunity to connect with people that they're in the same place that you are. They're in the same boat and they know the struggles, the success, the highs, the lows. They understand what you're going through. So it's definitely a perfect time to get to know people and just have fun in a way that, I mean, midterms are coming up, so you kind of relieve some stress there. And then we have our pop-up shop coming up.
Which I understand you'll be the DJ for.
I'll be DJing. I'll be playing nothing but bangers there. So, I mean, anyone watching this, you definitely have to show up because I got some stuff cooking up for the playlist. And then the movie Elemental. I mean, bring your family, bring your kids, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, anybody that's just kind of got nothing better to do that day. Just have them come on up and it'll be an amazing day. Just connect. The main thing is connecting with more people that are around you. This is our community. This is who understands us, who's with us. So it's definitely an amazing time of the semester.
We'll also be providing free popcorn for anyone that shows up to the movie. So yeah. Bring your families.
I mean, free. The thing that I can't stress enough is the word free. How many times do you hear that in your daily life? You don't ever hear free. If it's free, nothing's free except for when it's here and we're providing for it. So I think that's it's a perfect opportunity for people that you don't necessarily want to spend $7, $14 on a movie ticket and then $20 on popcorn, drink, nachos. Yeah, it's too much to do, too much of a hassle. So, I mean, I think just coming here instead of going to the movie theater, I mean, no shade on any movie theaters. I love movie theaters, but free always beats it. Free always takes the prize, you know? So that's definitely more important.
We look forward to seeing everyone there. Thank you for watching today's episode.